This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Beautiful in Melbourne, 18 degrees. Melbourne's beautiful not just because of the weather, Deno, but because there's a lot going on. We've both flown back into this city and found it
busy,
a froth with excitement over the Melbourne Festival, which runs, of course, from the 4th to the 22nd of October. It's a bumper festival, and we're lucky to have the chief executive of the Melbourne Festival, Kath Mainland, in the studio. Welcome, Kath.
Well, hello, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Now, how would one say, because you know that we're rebranding Joy 94.9 as Yes 94.9 this week.
Fantastic.
So there must
Good.
Be a Scottish
Probably
way of getting that point across.
Yeah, well, Yes would be I, or potentially Och I, or if you were going to be very over the top, Och I the New.
Och I the New. See?
Perfect, you did that beautifully.
Thank you. I've got in me. Festival time.
Remarkably calm
thank
for
you.
Someone at the start of a festival.
Oh, thank you. I'm just, just super excited to be starting it. We've been thinking about it and planning it for such a long time, and it's just genuinely lovely to be.
This is your second, though, is it, Kath?
Second festival.
Yes.
Yep.
And
yep.
Jonathan's as well?
That's
He's
right.
Done, yeah, okay.
I'm just director Jonathan Holloway's second festival.
Well, congratulations for looking so calm, because usually people come in and they're a bit, you know, insane if they're in the midst of a festival. So well done you.
Oh, thank you. Insane on the inside.
Kicked off last night with Tandarum.
Yeah, absolutely
and
beautiful.
And I was unable to get there, which is a shame. I've seen it once before, but it just run us through how Tandarum goes. What's the...
Yeah, so Tandarum was just this absolutely beautiful welcome to country that's performed in Fed Square by the five mobs of the Kulin Nation. And it's basically, it's a very, very old ceremony about welcome. So the other... clans being welcomed to country, and then Melbourne Festival being welcomed to country, and I guess given permission to start and perform the festival on the land. And it's just the most beautiful thing. All of the mobs have their own dances, they have their own songs, they're singing in language. This was the first year that there were no professional artists at all involved. All of the songs and dances came out of the community. It's absolute 120 people taking part. It's just the most inspiring thing I've ever seen. It's the end result of literally months of outreach and workshops and work on country with those mobs and coming together in Fed Square. It was a beautiful evening. It's a full moon. That's very lucky. It was. For us, it's just the perfect way to start the festival.
Fantastic and great weather.
Continuing today. How about that?
Who knew? Melbourne, that's summer's hit. Now, there's heaps going on at the festival. This is the most jam-packed festival we've had in terms of content that I can...
Oh, I think so. Yeah, there's lots going on. So we kicked off last night. We also started at the Arts Centre with Backbone, which is a great show by a South Australian company, Gravity and Other Myths, a circus show that's running this weekend. Absolutely beautiful. That's a Melbourne Festival commission. Lots of things starting in the Malt House, elsewhere in the Arts Centre. Lots of stuff. House of Mirrors and a wonderful installation on the forecourt.
You mentioned that just off mic before. What's tell me about House of Mirrors and why do you think we should go?
Dano and I are both spooked by mirrors. Do you know what it's like for me? And I know you're about to explain it, but for me it's going to be like walking through a room. You know when you pick up your iPhone to take a photo and it's accidentally got the camera facing you and you get all those...
Yeah, it's like that.
It's like that, but you've got to walk around it.
So is it like a maze that you have to get out of?
It's like a maze. I guess it's a take on a kind of old-fashioned fairground classic, but it's a very contemporary design. It's very beautiful. It's done by two Melbourne artists, and it sits outside the forecourt and outside the Art Centre. It's open all day, every day, extended hours for the school holidays and then on the weekends,
so
kids can do it. And yeah, you go in, you have to find your way to the centre. There are interesting things to be discovered in the centre, and then you find your way out. And it's pretty mind-blowing.
What if you can't get out? Is there assistance?
Oh, yeah.
There's a panic button?
Yeah, if you really need to get out, then someone will help you. But actually, one of the beautiful things, it's a maze, and so you're inside it and immersed in it, but it's open to the elements, so you can see out.
Yep.
And so it's a really lovely way just to get a reflection of, you know, what's happening. Yeah.
See what she did
and
there.
And the guide tours allow 30 minutes, which is...
Yeah. Oh, at least, I would say.
But if you're a young mum, you could pop your kid in one and go do a bit of shopping.
Never see them again.
Never see them again. Perfect.
Better than casino, can't park.
Well, people are looking for cheap and effective ways of childminding in the city at the moment. It's not a free event, though, is it?
It's $10.
So it's not hell for leather. You're not going to be stampeded in the
and you,
maze.
But you can spend as much time as you want in there. It's quite a, you know, I'm going to make another reflective pun. It's a kind of reflective thing, you know. You can just hang out and see yourself from all sides.
Yeah.
Now, I've got tickets tonight to Caravan.
Yeah,
what
fantastic.
Can I expect from Caravan?
Yeah, so Caravan, that's a lovely show that's opening tonight, as you say, at Malt House. It's sort of outdoors. It's happening in the Vennel. Is that a Scottish word? It's like there's a kind of enclosure between Acca and Chunky Move, so it's outside but covered. There's a roof.
What would we call this?
Well, it's not a foyer. It would be a...
We call it a walkway.
Be like a little walkway, maybe. A little covered walkway. Anyway, so it's sitting there, and so Susie and Nikki will be in the caravan. The front has been kind of sliced off, and then there's a seating rake that sits in front of it.
Right. So it's caravan sized.
So you're sitting
so
there.
It's actually a caravan that's...
Yeah, so you're sitting there on the rake looking into these
fantastic
women who've been in a caravan for 40 years together.
Oh, it's a little bit Grey Gardens in
well,
that way.
Someone who used to travel with their family in a caravan for September holidays, I'm very keen to see it.
Oh, you were fancy. We were just in the back of the car.
Joy 94.9.
You're on OI 94.9. You're with Dano and Mason. We are driving you home up until 6:30. Dano, we have in the studio with us Kath Mainland, who is the chief executive of Melbourne Festival. And we're just talking, Kath, about Taylor Mack's performance at this festival. Famously, Taylor Mack does a performance which is 24 hours of the entire history of popular music in the United States of America.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're absolutely delighted to have Taylor doing 24 decades at the Forum, the newly refurbished Forum. He's actually doing three different performances. So we'll open tonight at the opening night of the festival with the inauguration, which I guess is a sort of concert version, setting up what's going to happen with the 24 decades, which, as you say, is a 24-hour performance, which will be split over four 6-hour performances over four nights.
He's done the 24 hours straight before, hasn't he?
So the show has been done twice before. Once, 24 hours straight through in New York, which I think was just incredibly punishing for everyone concerned. Yeah. And they've just done it in San Francisco.
Yeah, a friend of mine just saw it.
Yeah,
A couple of weeks ago.
Did they like it?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. So we'll
basically
do it.
Basically said that she's a Melbourne girl, and she just said everybody has to go and see it at the Melbourne Festival. So
yeah, so we'll do it in the format that it was in San Francisco. So 4 6-hour performances, which is one performance, but split over those four nights. And I just think just an amazing kind of counterculture musical history of, you know, the last 24 decades.
Mason mentioned something about ping pong balls. What?
It's a crazy ambitious project, I'll say that. But yes, the festival has very kindly provided us with a summary of random statistics about Taylor Mack's performances. And the thing that grabbed me was 800 blindfolds, 800 beer cans, 4,000 ping pong balls.
Wow.
Kath, care to explain the ping pong balls?
Yeah, not particularly, no. I think that's something that we'll experience on the night.
My understanding is that it's something to do with he gets the audience participates heavily in it, because you're sitting still for 6 hours at a time.
I think it's a reenactment of the Civil War in some form. Oh,
wow. Which has been enthralled.
Which the audience will be reenacting. I think the wonderful thing about the performance is that it's a really immersive, interactive, just fabulous experience for the audience.
The idea is
not just sitting there watching, listening. Of course, you'll be doing that. The costumes are absolutely amazing. We've been watching Machine Dazzle, who's the costume designer.
Mm-hmm. Machine Dazzle.
Machine Dazzle making the costumes in the Forum for the last couple of days. Some of them will be on display in the foyers of the Art Centre as we get through the decades. And so it will be an amazingly visual extravaganza to watch, but also just a really powerful thing to experience and be part of. Taylor really wants to build a community of the people that will go through that performance with the company. And it's not just the American company. You know, there are 35 people on the road from New York, but there's also 120 local performers.
Yes, and including his minions.
Yeah.
So explain the minions to us.
Yeah, so there are 15 dandy minions who've been recruited in Melbourne, and they have a kind of front of house curatorial role with the audience.
Are they picking up the table tennis balls?
I guess they'll have to.
Somebody's got to
be picking up the beer cans and the ping pong balls and the glitter and the... No, they'll help the audience, you know, really get the most out of it and help them move around. Right.
Do you get the feeling, because I get a bit toilet stressed about events generally, but this is 6 hours times four shows, there's no interval and presumably no. So do you get the sense that people just get up and move around?
Oh, yeah, it's a really relaxed environment.
Because I'm thinking adult diaper at the moment, but no, I think...
Yeah, I think that would not be a good move. I think, yeah, it's designed to be a really informal, you know, you're there for the long haul.
You can
dip
in and out.
Yeah, you can come, you can go to the bar, you can get something to drink, you can get something to eat, you can step out if you need a break, you know, you can go to the toilet, all those things. And, and the audience will move around quite a lot as part of the show too. So, yeah, it's not just sitting staring at a stage for 6 hours.
Is there a show that you feel that you need to talk about that you feel might, you know, not be on people's radar, that, you know, sort of you think it would be amazing that we need to know about, that is like the secret from you know, Kath's secret?
Oh, God, there's loads of shows. There's lovely things starting this weekend. There's a beautiful French show for children also at Malthouse called Dark Circus, where there will be a live soundtrack, and they actually draw kind of from an overhead projector with ink, they draw the backing, and that's a, you know, it's a show for everyone, but for kids over 8. There's a lovely show at Theatre Works. All of my friends were there, by the Gorilla Museum, who brought us Funeral, which is a very small, very personal show last year. This is a show about your birthday, and we'll So there's. I think the beauty of a festival is, of course, we talk about the big headline shows that we want everyone to come and see, but the critical mass of a festival and all these other little things that are just, you know, Jonathan has curated a program of things that are just beautiful and world class, and that I know people will just love.
Yeah. I was intrigued by the All the Sex I've Ever Had show. Can you just explain to us how that works? Because that's done in a number of cities already.
Yeah, it's been in Sydney.
Yeah.
So the company are from Canada, and they work with, they'll work with local people. They've recruited a whole cast of local people there who are all over 65, and they will be talking about their experience of sex. They'll be talking about their...
It's like a dream dinner.
It's a very musical show, so they'll also have been selecting music that's been important to them, and then they will perform.
Their sex tracks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess is that a thing?
Subject line in email if you were emailing someone about that show.
All the sex I've ever had.
Yeah.
We had a really funny production meeting the other day when someone stood up and said, "I'm in charge of all the sex."
Okay.
Great.
Now, Under Siege was another show that intrigued me.
Yes.
What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, that? Also starts tonight at the State Theatre in Arts Centre Melbourne, who's a big partner of ours. Under Siege is a wonderful dance piece by a very, very eminent Chinese choreographer, Yang Liping. It's just visually very spectacular. It's designed by Tim Yip, who won the Academy Award for that show. It's got hundreds and hundreds of scissors as part of the polystyrene scissors as part of the backdrop, and she is literally, you know, a legend of Chinese choreography. So we're choreography. So we're very delighted to be opening that at the Arts Centre tonight. Just
how
for the
many
weekend.
Shows in the current program does Melbourne Festival commission?
Well, we'll do more than 60 shows. We'll commission about, we won't commission all of those. Oh. I think we commission about half a dozen of them.
Mm, that's but
we're,
amazing.
Mm. Yeah, and that's really important to us too. And we commission work with our other festival colleagues around Australia through a fund called the MFI, the Major Festivals Initiative, which is a fund designed to help Australian artists make work off scale that will be presented at festivals. So we'll do one of those. Backbone, Gravity and Other Myths is one of those. Another one is The Season, which is a great play that'll happen a bit later in the festival by Nathan Maynard, a Tasmanian playwright. That's a Melbourne Festival MFI commission, which is just a great kind of rip-roaring family comedy set on an island off Tasmania, which we're very much looking forward to a little bit later in the festival.
There's a really great portable building that the Melbourne Festival has in Fed Square. I was running around to venue after venue looking for the program the other day, and then I bumped straight into this enormous thing, and it's full of programs. So you can go there and get your program. It's a beautiful document, apart from anything else.
And your tickets, indeed.
It's not just a stand for the for the programs. Box office is very apparent then. I ran into it. There are so many shows that it's actually just a good read to go through and go, oh, because even just hearing about the shows, even if you can't afford or have time to go to them, it's just sort of interesting to see what's happening in the world of theatre, dance.
Yeah, I think so.
Circus.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Kath, thanks so much. I know you've got a massive week ahead. Presumably you're launching tonight officially.
Yeah. So we opened last night with Tandaram, and then the shows begin tonight. So we're pumped about that.
Yes, well, chukas for the entire festival.
Oh, thank
it
you
runs
so much.
Right through until the 22nd of October. The website is melbournefestival.com.au.
Festival.melbourne.
Festival.melbourne. just to
wrap your head around.
Yeah. Festival.melbourne.com.au.
Cat's got to rush off and get the generator going, firing for the caravan.
That's right. So you're all good luck at caravan going. Tonight. Give my love to
wait. I'll be zipping
Susie
out here
and Nikki.
At 6:30. Get if the seat.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us live. Feel free to come back towards the end of the festival.
Oh, I will. Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having
me.
Okay.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.